West Live.
Making news.
Joining me now in the studio, Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Ben. Happy Tuesday.
It
very
is
wet day out there, isn't
out there.
Yeah,
so
it's
rainy.
Winter.
It's winter. It's winter. We have to keep reminding ourselves of
just
that.
Just some breaking news there.
And now, so there's some breaking news about this Tamil family. It looks like finally compassion and common sense has prevailed.
Yeah, to an extent. So this Tamil family detained on Christmas Island for almost 2 years is set to be reunited right here in Perth within hours. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has confirmed the family will be able to reside in Perth, but will still be subject to community detention. So he's exercised his power to intervene in the case. He's going to allow the family to reside in suburban Perth, close to schools and support services, while the four-year-old daughter is being treated at Perth Children's Hospital for that sepsis and pneumonia. So while the family will be reunited, the dad and other daughter will be flying in from Christmas Island. The decision doesn't give them much certainty going forward, though, because it's not like they've said, you know, you can now have a visa. In fact, they're saying that today's decision does not create a pathway to a visa. That's the wording they've used. And they will consider, though, lifting a temporary ban on them reapplying for temporary protection. So yeah, currently there's a ban on them even reapplying for it. They're going to consider lifting the ban.
Because the federal government is so careful with their rhetoric and their decisions around this, because they don't want to, in their minds, create a situation where the people smugglers overseas can sort of see a crack in Australia's sort of protections and then use it to convince people that it's worth spending tens of thousands of dollars to get over here. Do you know what they need to do? I've just realised listening to you. So you need to resettle these people in Geraldton, right? Because just go with me on this. Go with me on this. Because then the people overseas who are thinking about coming to Australia would Google.
Geraldton?
Well, this is the thing. They would Google Gero and they'd come up with all the stories of the crime and the meth and they'd be going, oh, well, clearly the Australian government is punishing these people by sending them to Gero.
They're going
to
say, no, we will stay in Sri Lanka. Yeah. We will not come to Geraldton.
But the thing is, though, the people who actually are at Gero, they would realise very quickly, it's actually wonderful. It's wonderful in Gero. So it'd be better than putting them on sort of offshore detention. Everyone will win.
Well, think about how much money we have spent on this family.
Hundreds of millions of dollars on this type of thing.
We can't quarantine people on Christmas Island because this family's been on Christmas Island. Yeah. I mean, it's astonishing that this case hasn't been dealt with yet.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you've got people like Barnaby Joyce saying, send them back to send them back to Billawheeler. You know, when you've got Barnaby Joyce making more sense than most people in government, there's an issue.
And look, Billawheeler is like the Geraldton of Queensland. I'm from Queensland, so it's...
Have you been to Billawheeler?
Yeah, of course.
What's the...
Very
good
small.
Sausage rolls? Or
yeah, it's what's a nice country bakery. Oh, nothing. This is it. This current situation is its claim to fame.
What I find fascinating is, you know, there has been this attitude towards asylum seekers. It's interesting once they're humanised, once it's a mum, a dad, two girls, how people's attitudes change towards asylum seekers. You know, having this humanised nature to them actually gives another dimension, I think, to this issue, which we often just see as numbers arriving on boats, etc. We don't see people as people. That's how the government presents them, as just numbers. You know, 40 asylum seekers have arrived on a boat. Whereas this actually puts faces to that issue.
Puts a human
face.
It's
much, much more powerful. It's hard to say, you know, those two little girls, they were born in Australia.
I mean,
I know there's circumstances there whereby how their parents came here, but they were born in Australia.
Exactly.